Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Romulus, Michigan, the youngest of nine children. In 2015, he became a salesman for God, priest. And from 2016 to 2020, he was associate pastor of St. Anastasia. And since 2020, he's been the administrator of St. Damien of Molokai Parish. St. Damien of Molokai served the people of Hawaii in the late 1800s with leprosy. And eventually, he contracted leprosy himself. His name? Father Jacob Van Ash. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula, this is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Father Jacob Van Ash, affectionately known as Father Jake. Father, welcome, an honor to have you.
Thank you very much, Jack.
As we embark on Holy Week, could you lead us in an opening prayer, first in Spanish, then in English?
Sí, señor. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. Ven, Espíritu Santo, ven. Ven, Señor, con tu gracia. Ayúdanos, Señor, prepara nuestros corazones a nosotros que podamos entrar en esta Semana Santa siguiendo tu cruz hasta la resurrección. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts this week with your joy. Fill it with your grace that as our Lenten observances come to an end and as we enter into this holiest of weeks, that we may follow the path of your cross all the way to the great joy of your resurrection. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Tremendous. All right, let's go back to Romulus.
Okay.
Your childhood, your mom and your dad, please.
Yes, mom, dad, youngest of nine, you said so wonderfully at the beginning. Yes, we grew up in Romulus on Eureka Road, just near the airport. If you pass by now, you'll still see a big crucifix in the front yard. Mm. It's a little bit of a landmark there, but wonderful. I grew up, born and raised, went through the public schools there from K through 12, and I have five sisters and three brothers. We only have one bathroom, so that means I never saw the inside of the bathroom, right? So forgive me to my sisters, but it was a wonderful time growing up there.
El Baño.
El Baño. I loved it. You guys have on the bathroom here. This is El Baño. I made me feel so welcome.
We just did that just for you, Father.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Jack.
All right. Your oldest sibling is 21 years older than you.
Yeah. He's an old man.
Okay.
Less hair than me, too.
Did you say anything at the dinner table? Did you just try to get the scraps? How did you survive?
Well, you get to be scrappy, but believe it or not, as much as I speak now, I didn't speak for the first, I think they said 3 years of my life. I can't remember. But that's what they tell me, at least. They said everything was just kind of thrown in front of me. I didn't have to speak for a time there, so it was just everything was provided. But after a while, you do get to be a little strong, and you get to learn how to find your place there at the table. And that's
Father, you've done okay.
I found the table.
All right. I believe your dad had a little construction business.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing you learned from Dad? What's the biggest thing you learned from Mom?
Wow. Yeah, so a couple of the greatest things I learned from both of my parents was, well, one, their great love of their family. Right? Family always came first, and it still does. Even though, God rest the soul of my father, he's gone to the kingdom since 2017, but he really instilled with us a tremendous work ethic. Something that I would like to say that continues through all of my family. My brother's working very hard. Two of my brothers still continuing with the construction business. Sisters who are all working in the medical field, hard workers. My mom just a great A great woman who's so compassionate and loving and caring and has an open ear. I like to think that if I can listen to somebody and I have a little bit of patience, it's because I learned that my mom had patience with nine children barking at her. So,
all right, Romulus.
Okay.
You know, you grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Of course, that's what they say.
What were the first kind of jobs you had?
Oh, so some of the first jobs I had, well, I can't say that. No, I'm just playing. I worked at there was a time there at the Blue Sky, taking out garbage, painting picnic tables. I worked splitting firewood. I worked as a short order cook and a dishwasher. I worked, what else would you like? I worked at a funeral home for a year and a half, which was very formational for me to be a priest even. But those are some great, great encounters of, and of course, in the summertime working with my dad, growing up with a shovel in my hand.
All right, let's focus on being formational in your priesthood. Let's go back to high school, Romulus High School. You were suspended by assistant principal Mr. Foley, formational.
God rest his soul, too, yes.
But how did Dad and Mom take to that?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it because I gave them a lot of free labor at home. No, I, of course, no, they weren't pleased as a young man growing up, trying to find his place and his own identity in the world and trying to figure out where does he fit in. And school at that time, and a pretty immature young man, just wasn't my thing. It wasn't. I still had a lot of maturing left to say to go. I still do. But, of course, no, they weren't pleased with that. There were some times I was suspended from school for getting into a little fight here and there, or smoking a cigarette in the shop class. But things like that, or things that sent me home, and they did. I had to. My parents, my mom still heats her home with firewood, if you can imagine, and it's a beautiful thing, but it requires a lot of work. And so that was the thing. They said, well, you're not going to get vacation days from school. I'm going to split some firewood. And so I spent those days doing that.
We're talking to Father Jacob Van Esch. I've gone to confession to a lot of priests through the years, but I've never had a priest confess on this show. And I'm Jack Crisilla, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything's Possible. I'm Jack Crisilla. We're with Father Jacob Van Esch. Since 2020, he's been the administrator of St. Damian of Molokai Parish in Pontiac. If there's a young person tonight that's just dropped out of school, Father Jake, what do you say to him or her?
Just dropped out of school. I'd say, well, what's the desire in your heart? What are you looking for? What is it that brings you joy in this world? What's the thing that you enjoy that you don't even have to think about doing, that it's just easy enough for you to turn to that? And there's something about that. I believe that within that desire, that God speaks into that. So maybe you dropped out of school for whatever reason, but now I want to ask you, where are you going? Where's life taking you? And are you searching for something, or do we just throw in the towel? And I just encourage you never to throw in the towel. Keep searching. Keep searching. And truly, what is it that brings you authentic joy?
All right. Dad passed in 2017. Mama's still in Romulus in the house. Still has chickens. You know, these last couple of years with the price of eggs, Father, she's rich.
Okay. So I say, I saw the meme where they're offering an egg as a ring and saying, will you be mine? Oh, oh, instead, he went to Kroger.
All right. When and how did God tell you, Jacob, come follow me?
Yeah. I've had several moments throughout my life. And one of the earliest moments, I was either 7 or 8, I was just an altar server the first time. And I remember seeing Father Alex Weitrall. Father Weitrall, I can't say his first name. Father Weitrall, forgive me. God rest his soul. Father Weitrall, he had asked me in the sacristy, he said, Jake, what do you want to be when you get older? I said, well, I'd probably work construction with my dad. He said, oh, you'll make a fine priest. And it was, okay, old man. But then I remember thinking about it later that, you know, it is true. He's older. Who's the next generation of priests? And are there younger priests? Are there new priests? How does this continue? And it planted a seed in my heart that made me realize that it's a possibility. And now I spent the next 10 years basically running away from that. but even within those years, there was still something within my heart that was drawing me go to church more often, drawing me to, you know, think about taking a class at the seminary, something drawing me, even in seminary, saying, you know, just because a man enters seminary doesn't mean he signs on the dotted line saying, I'm going to be a priest, right? So even within seminary life, there was a lot of time and discernment to really hear that voice. And so was it just that when did the heavens open up and say, Jake, you are my beloved son, listen to, you know, you are mine, be a priest? No, it wasn't like that. But through the voice of others and people who I love and trust, as well as my own personal discernment.
You were ordained a priest in 2015. Mm-hmm. Father, what's the greatest gift about being a priest?
Jesus. I didn't say swear. You looked at me like, find it funny. No, truly, Jesus. And I
I don't give him the questions ahead of time either.
The look of surprise on your face. No, really, to be able to encounter people in their walk to the Lord and walk with the Lord, that in some way I can be a bridge to them, to Jesus, and from Jesus to them. If I can be that conduit, what an amazing gift. Whether it's somebody whose child is, I just spoke with somebody this morning whose child is suffering with schizophrenia. Mm. And you have moments like this where, how do you walk with them? How do you show them the light of Jesus? We're going into the Holy Week here, and today at the Catholic Masses was the reading of the Passion. And we're going towards the Passion, and how do you accompany people through that Jesus didn't say, you follow me and everything's just going to be easy and great and wonderful and it's just easiest day of your life. No. If we're going to accompany people, it's going to be to the road of Calvary. Through Calvary, though, to the joy of the promise of the resurrection, and it's Jesus.
What's the biggest thing you've learned as a priest these past 8 years?
Don't trust a contractor. Sorry.
Whose name isn't Van Ash.
Exactly. No, so some of the amazing things you learn, just you learn to be patient. You learn that you don't have it all together. You don't just one day, you don't get ordained and say, you get ordained to be a priest because you've hit the point of perfection. Let's see. Let's hear from the pearls of wisdom from you. It's like, no. No, I still have a lot to learn. I was sent to Pontiac to learn. I was an associate pastor first there in such a beautiful way. They taught me. And so there, in many ways, I've learned to have, I guess, my own pride. I've learned to have humility to see that I don't have it all together. There's still so much to learn, so much to grow. And then within that, there's also a beautiful encounter that the people show you Jesus more than I can show them, probably.
All right. You're ordained in 2015. 8 years times 365 days. You've said Mass about 3,000 times. And so you've said, this is my body, this is my blood. What do you think, Father, and say to yourself when you do that?
My Lord and my God, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. The first time I did that, I'll never forget. I caught my parents' eyes and in the corner of my eye, just looking up and just, I'm saying, well, I'm not saying this is Jesus' body. I'm saying this is my body. Who am I? Where did this come from? I see the friends and the family gathered here, and it's just how it builds up to something. What is Lord, what have you done? You've called me to something greater than I can ever imagine. So I love celebrating the Mass. It is one of the most... It is... If I, on a good day, let me say, as long as I'm properly grounded, I don't want to sound like I've reached perfection, but on a good day, it's the best moment of my day when I'm truly recollected.
All right. When you said, Lord, what have you done? Let's go back to Romulus High School Assistant Principal Mr. Foley, who suspends you. He reads, on July 1st, 2020, Reverend Jacob Van Ash, appointed administrator of St. Damien of Molokai Parish, Pontiac. Let's go back to that day. Tell us about your flock and your churches.
So,
what do you think Mr. Foley thought?
Let me tell you. I knew it was 2008. Yes, 2008. I actually approached him, and I asked him to write a recommendation letter for me to enter the seminary. I thought, if this man will write a recommendation for me to enter into the seminary, it's a miracle, and it's a sign from God. This man, he memorized my mom's phone number, and he really did. That's, unfortunately, it's not a joke. But he would call home, and my poor mother just would have to hear that. But to the point where I believe he saw a change within me throughout my time in high school. And so much so did he see that there was a potential there, that there is change here. I want to encourage him so much so that they reached out. He's recently passed away himself, and the family reached out looking for prayers, and he was as well at my first Mass. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment. I asked him if he still remembered my parents' number, and he, thanks be to God, no. So I didn't leave that much of a mark, I suppose.
All right, tell us about your flock and the churches.
Yes, so we got to keep a secret here. This is the best kept secret. I am the luckiest priest in the Archdiocese of Detroit. I have an amazing, loving, wonderful parish. I say parish, now there are two churches there, and now families of parishes, that's another episode. We'll talk about that another time. But with the parishes that I'm currently stationed at, with the two churches, the old St. Michael the Archangel and St. Vincent de Paul, now forming St. Damien of Molokai Parish, it shows me what true heart and soul is. We have between 1,600 to 2,000 families registered in the parish, and the average age, between the ages of 12 and 40 is 70% of our parishioners. Low-income families, for sure. But it's amazing to see what they can do with the great love and devotion that they have. They truly drive me on to want to be a better priest for them. I truly believe that. They're just an amazing people. Very patient, too, because I'm their pastor.
We're talking to Father Jacob Van Ash, who's not only the luckiest priest in the Archdiocese, he's the funniest priest in the Archdiocese. And I'm Jack Russell, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Russell with Father Jacob Van Ash. Grew up in Romulus, the youngest of nine children. St. Damien of Molokai. Tell us about him.
A wonderful priest. Wonderful priest from Belgium who dedicated his life voluntarily to go and serve the time a leper colony in Molokai in Hawaii. There was a place where Hansen's disease, now we know it. At the time, it was a death sentence. It was something that he... heroically decided, he said, everybody has a right to the gospel. Everybody has the right and to access to the kingdom, to Jesus. And he saw the lepers as abandoned, has really put aside disposable, saying these are less than. And he went there building churches, getting his tools together and building this church and creating something that was truly a movement that brought in other saints, St. Marianne Cope and others that were drawn following that example to serve, that nobody does not have the dignity to hear the gospel.
Father, This evening we begin Holy Week. What's the basic message of Holy Week?
Jesus has lived. The Father has given him to us as an expiation for our own sins, that we have a debt that we cannot pay. So God pays it for us. So through Holy Week, we're going to see through Holy Thursday that Jesus entrusts to his church, his very presence in the Eucharist. He entrusts his life to them so that we will never be abandoned, we will never be alone, never without access to him. Through that Last Supper in the Eucharist, the washing of the feet to serve, and then through the arresting, the crucifixion and the passion on Good Friday, that true price to pay is the price of his blood that he freely gave for us. But it doesn't end there. I was just in the Holy Land last year, and I can witness to you, I was in the tomb. He's not there. He's not. And that's like the best news in the history of the world. And so what is it? It's the life, death, and resurrection of the Savior of the world.
This coming week, we will celebrate two of the three most important events in the history of the world on Holy Friday and Easter. What can and what should each of us do this coming week?
Yes. Prepare your hearts. Turn off your phone for a moment. Don't turn off the radio, though. We have to listen to this, of course. But create a space of silence in your heart, in your home. Create a sanctuary there. And if you can go to the church, wonderful. If you don't practice that, wonderful. Just create a space of quiet, especially on Good Friday. I'll never forget working with my dad on Good Friday one day. We were working, and it was just before 3 o'clock, and he turned off the machine. We got out and we prayed. It was just 5 minutes of silence, but that left a mark on my heart, and I would greatly encourage that. And then I can't recommend it enough. Go to Mass, go to church, go and seek out the Lord, especially on Easter Sunday. It is so important. I know many people, for many different reasons since the pandemic, have not made it back yet to church. And I encourage you, wherever you're at, go. He's calling you. He loves you. And he wants to welcome you back with the joy of his new life and the resurrection.
We're talking to Father Jacob Van Asch. If you want to learn more, www.st-damien.org. st-damien.org. Father, if you would, talk to us about God's unbelievable grace and mercy, a.k.a. the good thief.
I'm the good thief. You're the good thief. I hope to be, at least. That divine mercy is meant for all of us. The thief that was was right next to Jesus on the cross, and the other thief was on the other side. Both criminals. Both deserving, if you will, of a punishment, justice. Deserving of justice. But one had an attitude of pride, of arrogance, of a heart closed to mercy, antagonizing Jesus, while the other is just, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. May that be my last words. May that be your last words. May it be all of our last words, because it's Jesus who then says, this is the thief that stole heaven. This day you will be with me in paradise, that we are all guilty of a sin. We are. We are all guilty of, and we all deserve a certain justice. But it's the price that Jesus himself paid for us on the cross. And and fulfilled through the resurrection that he calls us to. So,
Easter is in 1 week, Father. It's a time of great joy or great sadness. What do you say to someone tonight who's listening, who's unbelievably sad?
Yeah, that absolutely. My friend, you may be sad. Celebrations can also bring and stir up many feelings, many things within us, that families that are not with us, or I'm celebrating these things alone. I don't have anybody with me. But I'd like to bring us back to Jesus on Good Friday, where he himself said the words, my God, why have you abandoned me? That he himself went into the depths for us and with us, that we are not alone, even in the midst of suffering, whatever suffering it may be, you are not alone. And so Jesus, he doesn't leave us there with abandonment, but he says, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And so we follow the path of Jesus through the cross to the resurrection. So whatever pain, whatever worry, whatever loneliness, whatever you may be carrying, whatever losses have you experienced, keep your eyes on Jesus.
We're talking to Father Jacob Van Ash, www.st-damien.org. When we come back, we'll ask him, how can we find peace and meaning amidst today's craziness? And I'm Jack Russell, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
Jack Krasula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohom. I'm Jack Russula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Father Jake, affectionately known, Father Jacob Van Ash. Father, crazy times. How does one find peace and meaning today?
Well, I guess I would want to ask, what is a crazy time? If all times aren't crazy, I don't know what is. Because in this world, right, it's a world that searches for God, a world that is apart from God, will always be crazy times. There will always be disorder. There will always be chaos. But in the midst of the chaos, I believe the Lord wants to bring us order. He wants to bring us back home. He wants to bring peace. He is a God of peace who, many times we like to get ourselves confused, or we look at the differences of others. We want to see people who are black, white, Hispanic. You speak that language. I speak this language. I'm Catholic. You're Baptist. You're Pentecostal. You're Jewish. You're Muslim. Let's just stop here for a moment. I'm breathing the same air you are. We're on the same planet here, folks. Can we not come to some kind of agreement as brothers and sisters that we are not enemies of each other? And I believe that's what Jesus calls us to. I believe that that's what God calls us to. God calls us to this peace that he says, keep your eyes on me. Everything else is a distraction from the enemy. The enemy of our souls wants to distract us, wants to make you and I enemies of each other. But in reality, Jesus says, love your enemy.
When we had breakfast, you know, a few weeks ago.
I'm still recovering, yes.
So, we were talking about joy. And you said, Jack, if you want joy, go to the Blessed Virgin. And then I think you quoted, Mother Mary, show me joy. And then you said it in Spanish.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Whenever somebody asks me, usually when somebody asks me, how do I have more joy in the midst of life's difficulties and trials, and you say joy is for everybody, that I always say Our Lady says, Our Lady is the cause of our joy, says in one of the litanies. Mary is the cause of our joy. She's the spouse of the Holy Spirit who brings joy. And so I said, yes, Mother Mary, show me joy. And I said it in Spanish, but just because I like to show off that I'm actually bilingual. But I think it sounds, it has a nice little flow to it. Maria Madre Mia, muéstrame alegría. Maria Madre Mia, muéstrame alegría. Mother Mary, my mother, show me joy.
One more time.
Maria Madre Mia, muéstrame alegría.
Couldn't have said it better myself. All right. Our young people today. What do you say to our young people today?
Don't give up. Don't be so cynical. You're too young. Sometimes we can believe certain things or we are scandalized, truthfully scandalized by the errors of those who have gone before us, those who have made mistakes, and sometimes we want to throw everything out and say, there's no hope. That church there, look what they've done. Look at what, and I say, people are always kind to me and say, Father, it's, you do such a wonderful job. And it's like, well, because I stand on the shoulders of really good priests who have gone before me. And there are some that who are angry at the church, angry because, well, yeah, I also stand on the shoulders of priests who did not do so great things either. And so when I see that, though, I don't say, well, I just throw it all away, that it's all a lie. No, Jesus, take me to you. And I, as while I stand on the shoulders of really good and holy men, yes, I recognize I stand on the shoulders of not so great men who made many mistakes. And the scandal is great, and it's better a millstone be tied around their neck and thrown into the sea, as Jesus said. But young people, old people, don't allow yourselves to be so cynical in such a way that we throw out truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. He will show us truth. He will show us life.
There's a person that says, Father, things are going great for me right now. If I was a golfer, I'd be shooting 65 every time. I'll reach out to God and pray when I need him.
Well, that's my mom. She says, well, Hail Mary full of grace, help me find a parking space, right? No, who doesn't need God? Who doesn't need God? And there are times when life, thanks be to God, is a little bit peaceful. There are times when it's more difficult. We don't always live in chaos or difficult moments. We don't live in constant tension. But Jesus doesn't want us to just reach out to him in those moments of great tension or I just need. No, it's just like with any relationship. We want to accompany, we want to walk with people in every step of their journey. And so I encourage people, if things are going well for you, thanks be to God. And it sounds like you have my golf score there, Jack. But I would encourage you, though, to continue to reach out, even if it's a boring, to waste time with the Lord. Even if it seems that I don't need him, well, thanks be to God you don't right now, but tomorrow you may. And I would say right now you do too. And so at all times, in every moment, stay close to the Lord.
70% of your flock is under 40 years of age. That's impressive. Tell us about the Hispanic people.
Yeah. So the Hispanic people, there's not a, by the way, you hear me speaking Spanish, there's not a Hispanic drop of blood in my body. It's something that I was adopted into and shared. The beautiful community there in Pontiac opened up their doors to me. They taught me their language. They took their time. I studied in Mexico City for a brief period of time to study Spanish, but really it was the people that had such great patience with me as I'm trying to preach to them in another language and I don't understand and asking questions, but so patient and so devoted that even though they can't understand a word I'm saying, they know somehow God is here. and their devotion brings them here. So, and yes, the young people, right now we are focusing all the great majority of our resources with our young people. We call them we have a Molokai system here, Damien and Molokai. So we have them in categories: Molokai toddlers, Molokai chicos, right? K through sixth grade, Molokai youth, Molokai Sikh, Molokai young adults, Molokai young families, Molokai 55 and up. And so somebody told me, he said, "Father, I'm a part of the 50, I'm part of the Molokai walking stick here." Canes, get my cane. But in all reality, though, our youth, I don't want them to have an excuse to leave the church. So we're doing everything we can. After school, homework helper programs, youth groups, anything that we can do to share with them, to help them to see, to not be cynical against the church and the mission of Christ himself, to share divine life with them.
On Friday nights in your parish, you have Nights of Mercy. You've just started Jumpstart the Heart. If you want to learn more, www.st.damien.org. As our time winds down, could you lead us in a closing prayer tonight?
Absolutely. Oh, Father, thank you. I thank you for this time. I thank you for all of those who may be listening to this and have heard and maybe have been challenged, and maybe their hearts have felt a sense of joy or difficulty in these words. And Father, I ask you to bless them, to bless us, to bless this holy week, to bless our time and our families this week. Those with large families, those of us who celebrate alone. I ask your blessings upon us now and always, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maria, Madre mia, muéstrame alegría.
Father Jacob Van Esch, fantastic. Keep being a phenomenal salesman for God.
Amen.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Brasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.
Believe in yourself.